This programming is sponsored by S&P Global Platts, presenting the Financing U.S. Power Conference, focusing on ways to shape the industry's future, October 27th through 29th. More at spglobal.com/financingusPower.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Sugar Land residents could see a slight property tax increase during the following fiscal year. News 88.7's Natalie Weber tells us the increase will help pay for bond projects approved last year.
Sugar Land staff presented a proposed $519.8 million budget for fiscal year 2026 at last week's City Council meeting. The budget includes $16.5 million for a new animal shelter approved as part of last year's bond. The property tax rate could increase by one penny for every $100 of property valuation. City officials will hold budget workshops throughout August, including a public hearing on August 19th. City Council is scheduled to vote on the final budget on September 16th. From the Fort Bend County Bureau, I'm Natalie Weber, News 88.7.
Energy prices are not coming down. That's the conclusion of UH Energy economist Ed Herz speaking Monday on Hello Houston about natural gas.
Natural gas has become more expensive, primarily because the average price of natural gas is up from $2 and change per 1,000 cubic feet up to over $4 and change this summer. And so that's driven electricity prices higher all across the nation. You know, President Trump campaigned on lower electricity prices, and that's just not going to happen.
Herr says while natural gas and coal represent dying ways of generating electricity, solar is booming in Texas, amounting to 40% of the state's electric generation. Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez says that air quality is safe and there are no threats to the surrounding community after hazmat teams responded to an industrial incident at a facility in Deer Park this morning. An unknown odor was reported at 41 Tidal Road. Gonzalez said on social media that some people reported experiencing headaches in the vicinity. Two people were hospitalized, but said that there are no threats to the site or surrounding community. It's currently 87 degrees here on the UH campus, partly cloudy skies, high around 97. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.
Support for NPR.